On a day in 1905, a young 20-year-old named Emanuel Hendler opened a store on Lloyd Street in East Baltimore to sell something fairly new on the Baltimore scene, ice cream. At the time, ice cream had a special presence here in Baltimore because the product was first crafted here by one Jacob Fussell. Mr. Hendler's ice cream was successful from its beginnings, and in 1912, he moved his business to a grand brick plant at 1100 East Baltimore Street. From there on out, Hendler's ice cream became a household name in Baltimore. The company's Koopie Doll trademark was everywhere and widely recognized. The company at its peak in the 1950s had distribution in 400 stores, served by a fleet of famously yellow and red delivery trucks. Its assortment of flavors became the stuff of legend and of much conversation. Albert Hendler, who went to work for his father and retired as company president in 1966, tells this story. When Howard Johnson began advertising 28 flavors, I became curious to see how many flavors we had. We had over 50. Ginger and peppermint, grape nut, licorice, date nut, spice apple, cherry gold, tomato aspic. But eggnog was our best seller. It was flavored with pure rum, which we put in bonded warehouses for 3 years. We were the only ice cream company in America to have a liquor license for the blending of whiskey for other than drinking purposes. The quote ends, but a Baltimore story begins. Word was out. On New Year's Day, hostesses in Baltimore began serving eggnog made with Hendler's ice cream, which gave their eggnog a bit more interest, and legend has it, helped ensure a most successful New Year's Day party. Hendler's eggnog has not been around since 1971. But in its memory, sing one last brave farewell chorus of Auld Lang Syne to the only eggnog ice cream in America made with pure rum. It was served only in Baltimore. Those were the days. Happy New Year.